listening to Organic Vibes with DJ Eno. We're going to start the show with Crass. Funkadelic with Funky Dollar Bill from their album entitled Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow. And before that, you heard Crass with Do They Owe Us a Living. Next up, this is Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. And I'm playing this because it reminds me of my uncle. When I was a child and a teenager, my uncle used to come over from London and, you know, he'd visit us here in Dublin and he'd bring me out to the car after a visit and open up the boot and give me a few records. And one of the first ones he gave me was this. So here it is. As I said earlier, Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. This is Rock and Roll Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. I'd like to dedicate this to my uncle, Ted. This is for you. Smith and the Clowns with the rock and roll Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. And growing up in Dublin in the 1980s, wasn't really a very tough boy. You know, I wasn't very aggressive, still amateur really, but one of the things I was able to boast, because if you're not, you know, physically tough, at least you can boast that you've got something. And the one thing I had on my side was my uncle, because I was able to say that he managed Thin Lizzy, which is something that not every boy can say their uncle did. And, of course, recently, the death of Philip Linnett, his anniversary of his death, was marked in Dublin. And of all the songs he's sung and of all the tunes Thin Lizzy have done, I think this really means the most to me. So I'd like to dedicate this to all the Thin Lizzy fans out there.
After our affair, I swore that I'd leave Dublin, and in that line I'd left behind the years, the tears, the memories, and you in Dublin. At the quays, friends come to say farewell. joke and smoke, and later on the boat I'd cry over you. How can I leave the town that brings me down, that has no jobs, is blessed by God, makes me cry? Dublin.
Breaking to listen to. That's Philip Lynott there with Thin Lizzy and Dublin, an unreleased track that I managed to find. I think it was came out with an edition of Hot Press a few years ago. Really, really good stuff. I think it's from one of their best periods. You're listening to Organic Vibes here on Radioactive International. We also go out on Mixcloud. What have I got next for you? There's an album that's come out in the last recently. Featuring their productions of Sonia Pottinger, and it's called Gay Feet, and here's a track from it. This is The Techniques with What Love Can Do. from about 1965 or so. Anyway, that was The Techniques with What Love Can Do. This next is from Dengue Fever's debut album, entitled Dengue Fever. This is Lost in Laos.
Thank you.
dance section there with Hope. And before that, you heard Dengue Fever with Lost in Laos from their debut album. Now, I'm going back to the past, to my childhood, my teenage years, when this band were really one of the hottest acts in Ireland. And I'm very proud to say they're from Dublin. I've been listening to their album from 1988. It was one of the critics' favourites. It didn't really do very well commercially, but anyway, this is Stars of Heaven from their album entitled Speak Slowly. This is Little England.
Tragedy for the tourist trade. Little England lives and dies, and never knows how the money is made. How the money is made. Sentimental dollars, the coin of a counterfeit heart is not legally tender.
The trouble of getting into your 40s is you start looking back at your life and the music you listen to. And anyway, they were one of the bands I really loved from my teenage years. That's Stars of Heaven with Little England from their fabulous album entitled Speak Slowly, which came out on the Rough Trade label. Now, speaking of going back to my past, this next band really made a huge impact on me when my uncle landed me with their single, one of their singles anyway, back in, I think it was the mid-80s. And at the time, I knew nothing about these guys, but as soon as I got the single, it came out on GWR, a very obscure label. I'm sure if I had the single now, it'd be worth quite a bit. But the single was featuring Lemmy on vocals, on guitar, Fast Eddie Clark, who's very sadly passed away about a week ago, and on drums, Phil Taylor. The single I had was Killed by Death, and it really introduced me to how good they were. And then about, I think about 15, 20 years later, on from that, around about 2005, CD arrived for me in the post from my uncle, totally unannounced. I never expected it. And it was the 30th anniversary release on CD of Motorhead, the album that they recorded originally for Chiswick Records. It was supposed to be their last album, but in fact, it actually became their debut album. Anyway, from that album, this is The Watcher, and I think it demonstrates just how good a guitarist Fast Eddie was.
Yeah!
the devastating sound there of Motorhead with The Watcher. Excuse me, I'm just having some grow up at the moment while I do the show. Next up, this is a tune from Little Axe's latest album. That's Skip McDonald's outfit. And they just released their album, I think it was round about the end of 2017. And from which this is Deep River, the dub version.
Just jump out of the car.
that's taken from the Rough Guide to the Music from the Indian Ocean, a compilation on the World Music Network label. And the band, or the artist, was Lego, and the tune Maman Draco. And before that, from their 2017 album, that was Little Axe with Deep River, the dub version. Okay, I just want to tell you about a couple of gigs or events if you're out and about. Every Saturday night in On Show in Camden Street, the DJ Lex Wu spins rare groove, really good soul, world beat music from all over the world, all different genres. So it's well worth going down to On Show. Starts around 8 o'clock. That's every Saturday night in On Show, as I keep saying, in Camden Street. And then if you're out and about on Wednesday nights, further down the road in Rathmines in the Bowery, Ben Prevo has a night. He's a really good guitarist, a really lovely bloke as well. So he's on in the Bowery on Wednesday nights. All right, this is Mikey General.
Wash them away, that is gonna wash all your sins away. Wash them away, wash them away, wash them away, that is gonna wash all your sins away. When the river of mercy came down, Satan and his friend them are proud, for they know that redemption is at hand. Yeah, Dad just sending out his love far and wide, below and above, just to show his love for his creation. Hey, well, then wash them away, wash them away, then wash them away. Dad is gonna wash all your sins away. Yeah, now wash them away, wash them away, wash them away. Dad is gonna wash all your sins away. Don't you be unworthy, 'cause I love you still. Don't you be ungrateful, 'cause your belly's filled. Yeah, now everything you desire, everything you require, to give it to you, despite of your sins. Whoa, well, then wash them away, wash them away, then wash them away. Dad is gonna wash all your sins away. Well now, then wash them away, wash them away, then wash them away. Dad is gonna wash all your sins away. Wash all your sins away, down now. Say wash them away, say wash them away, say wash them away. Dad is gonna wash all your sins away. Well now, Dad's gonna wash your sins, wash them all away. His mercy endureth. Come wash them away.
year 2000. That's Mikey General there with Wash Them Away. Now, punk fans should be aware, Irish punk band fans should be aware of Rejected Records, one of the top labels that put out an awful lot of punk and I suppose oi really over the last, course the last 20 years or so. I don't think they're still in existence, but the founder of the label, Mero, I saw him before Christmas and really lovely bloke. I was in touch with him on Facebook and just want to say how much we all love you, Mero. So this is for you. This is Monkhouse and Tune In.
Flying saucers are real.
Tonight we're gonna do something for you. It goes something like this. Don't be upset, don't let your mind fret. I do it to your baby, that's a sure shot bet. Sucker niggas in the house, standing in the back. You came the front, I came the rap. I say what I wanna say. Ain't a sucker in the house that can take it away. So don't try to diss me if I leave, you miss me. Girl in the front and know you wanna kiss me. Do it. Just do it, do it. Met a nigga like me before. I take you in the back, treat you like my whore. Don't want no more, so I call my boy. You do a dog style right on the floor. Girl, don't try to front and be like you're not hoeing. It was me last night in the dark, you was blowing. The big fat booty that you are towing. Call me school to school, the MC all knowing. Do it. Just do it.
Excuse me while I dance.
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it!
Continuing the hip-hop vibe on this show, Organic Vibes. Every week we play a bit of hip-hop, and this week is no exception. That's Schoolie D with Da Do It Do It from sometime, in, I think, in the 1980s. I need to get the year precisely right on that. And before that, for the Mighty Mero from Rejected Records, on Rejected Records, you heard Monkhouse with Tune In from their album Final Indignity. Okay, next up, this is a lovely piece of soul. This is the Orlans with Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time. I'm not sure what year it came out. Sometime in the 1960s, I think. But I'm sure you'll agree it was a beautiful piece of music. Okay, winding up this edition of Organic Vibes, I've got a tune for you from Derek Harriott. One of his classic albums, Psychedelic Train, was recently reissued. And from it, here's the title track, Psychedelic Train.
Yeah! Now get on board, psychedelic train is coming now.
To the end of another edition of Organic Vibes. I hope you'll join me again next week for another show here on Radioactive International, and you can also follow me on Mixcloud. Thanks for listening.
Organic Vibes. 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 Vibes.